Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Patriots Monday edition of OMF with Lou Maloney.
They lose 47-10. How's that sound, Mike?
Christian Fourier.
I'll go 28, 16 and a half.
And Glenn Ordway.
How can he be critical? How about we wait until camp?
The Patriots needed one play to beat the Seahawks last night.
Dives and he's tripped up shy of the goal line. It's over.
Did the Patriots just get their first moral victory in 20 years?
If you're a Patriot fan, you can sleep well.
Coach Bill Belichick joins the show to talk about the loss.
But we only have to play him once every 4 years.
Now it's time for OMF.
Hey, we love you, bro!
On EEI.
Thank God for 20 years, we have never had to sit there on a Monday, on a Patriots Monday, and say, oh yeah, that was a good loss. Yeah, that was a good loss.
Yeah, moral victories are in now, I've heard. Moral victories are in. Like, that's insane.
That's because for the last 20 years, there's no such thing as a good loss.
No.
Because you've always had expectations. You've always thought your team was going to win every game or win a Super Bowl or whatever. So there's no such thing, right? There's been bad wins, you know, we've talked
bad
about
wins
before. That's an awful win. Yeah. You won the game, but you look like crap.
Yep.
But now your expectations are different with this team. And all of a sudden you get excited about a loss.
And that's exactly what it is, because your expectations was what? Four wins? Maybe five, Lou? You were at five? You're at six? Okay, maybe
I'm not
they're
wrong until they get
maybe
seven.
Maybe we're at seven now. And I will tell you this.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you hear that? Maybe six. 70. Maybe
no,
seven.
No, I said
maybe
I'm not wrong.
Today.
Six wins. Oh, yeah. You're wrong. I'm like, they lost. People are like chirping at me. Oh, my God. You thought they were going to win six this year. I'm like, they lost.
They've
like,
only won one game.
You're chirping at me after a loss. Yeah. Upset about my six wins. I thought they'd be 1-1. I still think they'll be 2-3 going into the break. So, yeah, until they get seven wins, talk to me. But, yeah, that was a very impressive loss. Yeah,
good,
I feel
hey,
good about
good
it.
Good job. Hey, you guys, do not keep your head down. You almost won. I mean, really, this has Bad News Bears written all over it. Like, the end of the Bad News Bears. Like, hey, you know what? Hey, so what? We lost. We're going to party. This is what Bruce Arians would be doing. You came really close. You fought really hard.
All right, so why are you excited about the
loss? I'm looking for Buttermaker right now. Said, hey, put a smile on your face. We almost won.
But you think it was a good loss, right? I think it was because they showed me stuff that I wasn't sure they could do.
To me, I removed the whole good loss.
Offensively.
I just sat there and said, They're better than I thought they would. They're going to be better than I thought they could be for one reason and one reason only. And even when I say it, I don't even know if it's even going to stay true, because it's been 2 weeks and we thought that Cam Newton wasn't going to run anymore. They are going to run him into the ground.
I agree.
They are going to run him into the ground because he's really the only real option.
I agree.
When the crap hits the fan. So we go, oh no, we'll save him. No, dude. Ice up, son. Ice up. That whole quote from our boy Steve Smith.
So we can
they're going to run you in the dirt.
Yeah, we can sit there and look at this game and say, okay, they were able to open up their offense and throw the football. They had 397 yards. But Cam still ran 11 times. And I'm with you, Christian. I think they're going to run him. They're going to have to run him continuously. That's the only thing that's going to open anything out.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if the rest of my running backs run the ball 14 times for 20 yards, you know, the real guys that do it for a living.
How did Sony do
like,
this for
Sony? Holy Jesus, Sony Michel. Rex Burkhead, J.J. Taylor got one carry for minus one. 14 carries for 20 yards. You know, your quarterback wouldn't have to be the only option from the one if you had a running back that could do it.
If you had Marshawn Lynch.
Am I wrong?
Or if you don't use him. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, so no, he is your short yardage guy, so he's going to get like at minimum 8 carries a game, isn't he?
Yeah, it's like the yep. the
Patriots, and that's a lot of carries for a quarterback to average.
The Patriots are the only team in the NFL that when they go into goal line, gotta have it short yardage type situations, they don't have a tailback out there.
Yeah, well they didn't like have the fullback, lead blocker.
The fullback who you know probably will never catch another pass the rest of the year because they already used up the one pop pass that he was going to use. Now they're ready for it. But they don't give it to anybody. They don't have anybody else out there.
Well, they don't have tight ends that can do anything down there.
They
in
bring
that
a
area,
tackle.
And they have undersized, but mainly undersized
receivers.
Why are
you when you watch, like, at least Baltimore has Ingram back there.
Yeah.
And you're sort of like, okay, we got to worry about Ingram. We also got to worry about Lamar. When it is just Cam, I know they can do different things often. Like you said, that pop pass was beautiful. You called it. Said it set up perfectly for it before, right, Christian?
Yep.
But no, that's what you're looking at. Pop passes to a fullback. There's
Izzo will be next.
Which could
one
still...
One of the tackles
which
who's,
could be, if you had a running back there as well, if you had Sony behind him, you know, fake to Sony, maybe Cam takes it, or he could throw it out to pop pass to a tight end. Right?
Yeah, no, Izzo will be
you
next.
You could still do it if you had a running back that could run from the damn one, but they don't.
Yeah,
When's Damian Harris coming back?
I don't... It's...
Good God.
I didn't think we'd be this angry, but I feel like we are. I feel like we are.
Why are you so angry? I'm not angry.
And I would even say this. So the game ended, Glenn, and you felt what?
Encouraged.
Yes.
But I'm not going overboard. It's two games. Everything that we just said in the first 4 minutes of the show is right on. They have no running backs, so they're relying on a quarterback.
The best room in football.
It's the best running back room in football.
What, you know,
what? No,
that guy used to run a football team. Tannenbaum, is that his name? What's his first name?
Michael
Tannenbaum actually runs a football team. Is it?
Yes.
Runs a football organization in the past. He's on ESPN. He says that the New England Patriots have the best running back room in the NFL. Dude, just quit.
Well, they do if you put Cam.
I would say the Cleveland Browns.
Put Cam in the room with them.
You think the Browns, maybe? Their backup running back's top 10 running back in the league.
I'll take Kansas City.
Can
we trade?
Kansas City, now they've added the, what's this kid's name there?
Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt's still a top 5 running back.
Yeah.
He still is, and he's their backup.
So, no, I feel...
Better than the Pats.
I feel encouraged because Cam has given him two terrific games. He threw, I thought, with pretty good accuracy yesterday. Little zip on the ball. But
Cam
there
was
are,
outstanding.
But there are yes, outstanding.
He was.
But there are a bunch of stuff you can look at. You know what the best thing that might happen to them? And we're going to get into it during the course of the show. That tough schedule they were going to have. All of these teams are losing players. They're going
some
down.
Some things don't change.
The schedule may not be as tough as
certainly
people
not
think
so
it
much.
Is.
It's not so tough.
Some
now,
things
right?
don't change. Some things don't change. But it was. I thought Cam Newton looked exceptional.
He threw
the ball what 44 times. We're talking about 35. Remember I said they got to throw 35. And right away it was, oh boy, how's that?
What does that mean if they're throwing it 35 at 44 times? That means what? They're playing catch up.
Well, you know we talk.
They have no choice. They have to throw. They don't have any time.
Sustainability, right? I heard a lot of coming into this game with Seattle saying, you know, their offensive line's not great. They're going to be able to run the football. So more so, like this isn't sustainable. Just like Cam running 15 times for 75 yards, having your running backs run 14 carries for 20 yards and thinking Cam could throw the ball 44 times. And think that's the recipe to win football games. That's not going to win football games for this team.
No, and it's
14 carries, 20 yards from your running backs.
No, and
you're supposed to be a running team, right?
And eventually, I hate to bring it up, you're putting your quarterback in health jeopardy, are you not? If he's going to run the football that often during the course of the year. All right, we got a lot to get to. Bill Belichick will join us sometime around 3:45, somewhere in that area. Bill Belichick will join us. Obviously, their schedule has changed as they're all flying back home and doing a lot of other things. The last play of the game, there are a lot of people that were very critical of it. You just talked about getting down by 2 scores. People forget they were down by 2 scores with under 2.5 minutes remaining in this game, and they had an opportunity to win it with the last play. Was it the right play? We get to it, and Cam Newton coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
WEEI.
Newton's got it, running left, he's into the end zone, touchdown New England. Cam Newton takes the snap and runs it in from 1 yard out.
I want you to sign him at $25 million. Here's my deal, 4 years, $100 million, $75, $80 million guaranteed money.
So, Newton sliding left, and he's going to air it out deep downfield and lunging for it and making the grab is Edelman.
He threw the ball tonight, I think, better than I've ever seen him throw it.
Cam wants the snap. He's got it. Going to keep it. Running on the left side. Finds a lane into the end zone. Touchdown, New England. And now with 2:16 to go, Seattle 35, New England 29.
This is it. Cam is going to take it himself.
I could have made it right by just bouncing it.
Dives, and he's tripped up shy of the goal line. It's over. The Seahawks will hang on and win.
Just what was running through the coaches' mind as they make the decision there.
About what you would think it would be. We had one play to score, and we tried to go with what we thought was our best play. What else is there to think about?
That's a great loss for New England. A great loss.
I think the big winner tonight, despite the loss, is Cam Newton.
The reason why you play this game is for one stat and one stat only. We didn't get that statistic today, and that's the win. So for us, this is a disgusting taste in my mouth.
It was a great night for Cam Newton. Wow. He did it on national TV, so for him, good for him. He got a little bit of few people back maybe over the last year.
Who they never seen this, yeah. Cam. It's true though. Well, no, actually, we are. You have seen him. You've seen him in 2015.
I thought the accuracy that you've seen from him so far was good. Surprising.
Yeah,
for me,
I agree.
And I think he's looked great.
I agree. And the one thing I would say is if you continue to run him, because you don't have running backs who can actually run, are we going to see this in game 11 or game 12? So through the first two games, he has now run the football more times than any quarterback has ever done in the first two games of a season since 1950. And in 1950, that's all they did is run the football.
Hut, 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 hut. They do. They jump around in the backfield, and they act like there's like three, four guys in the backfield.
So you get the last play of the game, and you're devising something, figuring out what we're going to do. This play had kind of worked for you because he's the only guy you can depend on, and that's why you acquired him. This is part of his skill set, so you run him 1 yard out, and credit to KJ Wright, shot the gap. He just bowled over Jakob Johnson in the backfield, and he blew up the play. A lot of people are critical of it.
Yeah, but that to me didn't kill the play. The fullback goes in. It, what's the difference between that and a stalemate? Whatever. He submarines them.
Well, you had no space.
Jakob Johnson. Okay, but the problem was the front side tight end slash tackle. The young kid, the rookie out of Michigan, 22 years old on Wenyu, who just flat out got it. I wouldn't even say he got his ass kicked.
Oh, he got burned.
He was so terrible. It was pathetically bad what he was doing. To me, that's where it worked. That's where he got killed, because I still feel like he could have at least powered his way through, because that's what he was doing on every single time they called that play.
Yeah, you know, I saw it on Twitter. I forget who it was breaking down that play and talking about
Jeff
Wagner.
Schwartz
coming from the left. Shaq Mason was pulling. Yes. And because Wagner came, you know, barreling through, like, Mason had to stay and kind of hit him. And he says if Wagner didn't come through, Mason could have cleared up that hole. I don't think he would have. I'm not so sure there was anything there for him to – everybody was on the ground. Like you said, that kid got blown up. Like on contact, he fell down to a knee and was falling backwards and just got destroyed. There was nowhere for Cam to go.
The guy's inside of him, and all he has to do is really just step with his outside foot and just wall the guy. He steps inside, the guy goes outside, then goes up the field, completely destroys the play. It's front side penetration. The only thing that can't happen on that play, because it's not a play that cuts back. It's one way and that's it. Put your head down. So to me, you can sit there and question the play all day long, but the execution was terrible.
And that's what killed him.
I don't have a problem with that play.
I don't either. A lot of people do. We got a lot of calls of it last night right after the game, and the problem with that is, think about this, and I'll use Seattle as an example because it happened once in a Super Bowl. And so Cam Newton, from 1 yard out rushing in his career, is 16 of 20 for touchdowns. That is 80%. Okay, 80%. And Bill Belichick obviously knows this is what you do with Cam Newton because he's so big, he's hard to bring down.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if there was a passing play and it was incomplete and it was to N'Keal
they
Harry?
They haven't stopped Cam Newton from the one all day.
This is Marshawn Lynch over again.
I hate Josh McDaniels.
Right.
They haven't been able to stop this play, and you try to get cute. No, they ran a play that they have executed that's looked unstoppable at times.
It wasn't a game earlier.
I mean, not only has Cam scored on these plays, but he hasn't been touched.
No, he walks in.
Like, he walks in, let alone break one tackle and fall a yard. So, no, I don't think you can second guess. Like Christian said, it's just execution. Guy got beat. You know, got beat.
And that is what, because Bill will say, hey, we got to block it better. I actually agree with him. It's as simple as that. Don't read into it. Don't second guess it. I wish they would have saved that pop pass for now. Hell, I was even to the point where, hell, run it again. Run the exact same pop pass to the same fullback, and it'll probably work. But to your point, do we really need, listen? It's for the game. Let's not put the ball in the air, and let's not get cute. Too many bad things can happen.
Run a play where he hasn't been touched yet.
And I will say this: so we said 80%. It's a yard. Everyone could have just fallen down, and he could have jumped over it like Superman. But too much penetration in the backfield, and that was the only way they were going to stop. He got upended. It's like it's textbook defensive play. You give them credit, you know, for just making a better play.
Well, I think it's safer than that pop pass if you're throwing that to Jakob in that situation. Come on, he's not accustomed to catching a lot of passes. Now you're getting really risky, aren't you?
I just feel like there was – I will say this, Dante Scarnecchia, if he was dead, he would be turning over in his grave, but he isn't. He's alive. But I remember Dante's main number one rule on the goal line was don't pull the guards. I remember that like it was yesterday. Don't pull the guards. Bad things happen. Well, penetration happens.
Especially 1 yard out.
Well, because linebackers are reading the guards, and as soon as the guards pull, oh, here we go. Let's go. And he'd rather just let them block front side, deal with it, and let the backside linebacker just cut any backside penetration. Whatever. Technical
terms.
So
what is I don't understand this complaint, because even somebody asked Bill after the game about clock management down the stretch. Number one, the defense sort of bailed out, whether it's Pete Carroll or Russell Wilson. 1:55 to go, 3rd and 1. You call a timeout, and you come out of that timeout with everyone agreeing that the play you want is a deep shot.
It's ridiculous.
So the Patriots have 2 timeouts to go. 3rd and 1, you go for it. You get it, the game's over. If you don't get it, they burn a timeout, and okay, now you punt. Remember, the Patriots had to call it their last timeout on the 1 yard line. Their last timeout, right? They were on like the 13 that passed to Edelman at the 1. They had to call that timeout. That was their last one. Why you don't run it again? Why are you throwing the ball 3rd and 1, Pete? Like, not in the Super Bowl. I understand you had Marshawn Lynch, but still, you're running the ball effectively. You gave the Patriots a chance, didn't you?
Yeah, more importantly, the clock management by Pete Carroll, because I know we're going to get to the Bill Belichick because he was asked about it after the game. But Pete Carroll is ahead by 2 scores, and you've got less than 2.5 minutes remaining. And on those 3 plays that they had, Carson goes for 6 yards. Carson goes for 3 yards, had no problem running. And then that long incompleted pass that you just talked about, Lou, trying to go for the home run and end the game, as opposed to giving New England another timeout at the 2-minute mark. That's basically what they did.
Go
and then,
for it.
And then give them the ball with a 1:55 left.
Best case, the game's over. Worst case, they burn there. They got 1 timeout, and they got to go 80 yards with 1 timeout.
And you got Russell Wilson, and you can't get that 1 yard? Are you kidding me? I thought it was
great game.
I thought it was great. It was a terrific game. And again, I think it gives you a much better feeling. I think most of the calls, and we're going to get to the calls in a second here, but I think that most of the calls, you're going to hear it today, people are encouraged. They're looking at it, again, low expectations. You said it, Christian. Ceiling was down here. And now, you know, the little short people are popping their head, hitting the ceiling, going, whoa.
I would say like, that would be a good lesson in life. Let's just say you're single and you're going on a blind date. And
I love it when he tells his personal stories.
What I would like to do is I would like to say, you know, she's probably really ugly.
Yeah.
She's probably just gross and, right. You know, eats with her mouth open. How excited would you be if she's just a little bit cute? Doesn't have to be completely, doesn't have to be, you know, bombshell.
It's a good analogy.
I mean, it's just like, it's like your expectations are slow because I've never seen more people more happy about a loss. Like, it's a good loss.
Does she still eat with her mouth open, though?
You can learn a lot by winning, too. Can I just say that? Can't you win? You can win just, you can learn just as much by winning. So let's do both. Let's win and learn.
No, listen, it would have been much better off if Cam Newton took it in and, as Lou said, walked into the end zone, and suddenly you said, are you kidding
you
me?
You should be
down
pissed
two
off.
Scores
you should be pissed.
With, you know, 2:12 left or whatever, and you end up pulling up this game in Seattle. I don't care if there's no crowd. This is a huge win.
Yeah, nobody cares about moral victories. The reality is that you should be more angry that they got to the one and they couldn't close it out.
For me, it was, you know, I felt like you still hadn't seen, you know, what I was looking for, you know, as far as, are they able to throw the football effectively? Are they able to move the football down the field, throwing the football to these weapons? And I think Edelman was Edelman. You know, these people said, it's just big year for him. Don't know if he could be the same guy without Tom Brady. I think it was a joke back then, and I think it's a bigger joke here this morning. But N'Keal Harry late in that game took that pop early on in that game. I don't know how the hell he held on to the ball. Damier Bird, I was wondering what he's doing here. I thought he caught the ball, was effective, so they show they can throw the football down the field. So, yeah, I was encouraged by seeing that. Now, defensively, it's easy to chalk it up to they went up against Russell Wilson. Yeah, arguably the best quarterback in the league, second best quarterback in the league. So a great quarterback beats you. You know, but I still have questions about the defense.
I agree. I do as well. We'll get to your phone calls coming up next at 617-779-7937. So we throw it out to you. Are you encouraged right now, or were you one of those people that always thought they were going to win 12 or 13 games? We get to your phone calls coming up next. Bill Belichick in about an hour and a half.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I still don't like their weapons, yet he made them work to the tune of 400 yards passing. Man, oh man, if you're a Patriot fan, you could sleep well because you got a hell of a quarterback still.
Yeah, Bill Belichick would never say that. But this is a great loss. For you to go across the country and go toe-to-toe with the hottest quarterback in football and get into a shootout and bring it down to last play, like, you feel really confident as a football team. They're a better football team than I expected.
Wow. Two guys that were pretty critical about this team, even this past week, Rex Ryan and Dan Olofsky, and they're sitting there saying, waking up this morning, you as Patriot fans should feel pretty good. Interesting.
Well, you know, first of all, listen, they were missing, like, a big chunk of their secondary. Let's not forget that Quandre Diggs was ejected in the first quarter. And then Marquise Blair got hurt.
So they lost both of those
And then
guys.
They lost Bruce Irvin in the fourth quarter, which gave them no pass rush whatsoever. And then Lano Hill was the third safety slash nickel corner. So, listen, I don't want to poop on everybody's parade, but there is a reason why it was so easy. And I think they were playing prevent. I think they were playing defense not to lose, just like they did against Atlanta the week before when Atlanta threw for like almost 500 yards all in the fourth quarter. So whatever.
No, but I would totally.
Moral victory Mondays. Let's go. Let's get fired up for almost winning. Yeah. Hey, we almost got there.
You're having trouble
almost
with
this. Almost got in the war.
You are having trouble with this today.
No, it's just. I mean,
I can dive into a little bit of that.
They should have won the game.
Well,
how about they should have won the damn game?
The injuries are a big part of it. Jerry's in a car. Hello, Jerry. Jerry.
Hi. Yes. Yeah, so my question was.
Is this really your voice?
I feel like this is like you.
Your kids are in the basement.
Talking to a machine.
Witness protection voice.
Put $300 in a bag.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead,
yeah, Jerry.
We got you.
Oh, yeah. So my question was, at the end of the year, who do you think will have the better overall team, the Patriots or Tampa Bay?
All right,
Jerry,
question.
Real quick, can you just say, lotion in the basket
yeah, do
for
that,
me?
Please.
I moved on from
thank
him.
You, please.
Which one do you think will have the better record? Do you want to throw
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Good. I didn't either. Here's
it rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
It's like he's got some woman kidnapped.
Put your lotion in the basket.
Here's Brad. Brad's in Seacock. Brad, what do you got? Give us something good here, buddy.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I'm on the Christian side of this. The game was pretty good from an overall aspect, but I gotta ask you, Christian, Lou, Glenn, my biggest pet peeve with Bill is everyone talks about him being the genius with his X's and O's and loving the special teams and the guys that can do multiple things.
Yeah.
Someone explain to me why he put such little weight in our kicker.
He drafted and one in the fifth round.
Beat a dead horse, but this kicker situation, it drives me nuts how important that is and how little he puts into making sure we have a successful kicker. And I'm telling you, you give me Tom Brady and this kicker now, I'll take Cam Newton and a Justin Tucker or something any day over those two.
Well, listen, he drafted in the fifth round for a kicker, and he missed, or at least he missed for now. Maybe the kid's overwhelmed. He got, we know the controversy right out of the gate, right after he got drafted, and he was dealing with stuff like that. How about that Young Wei Koo down in Atlanta?
That's the guy they cut.
He was here, and they cut him for Nick Folk, if you remember, and he is lighting it up down there in Atlanta.
Did anyone think that Nick Folk was going to hit that field goal?
No confidence whatsoever.
I mean, not a soul
Zero.
Thought he was going to hit that, right?
No.
Okay.
Now, Matt's in a car here on OMF. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm optimistic about that. I mean, Christian makes some good points about how they lost a lot of their secondary. But I mean, even like listening to you guys on Friday, and not to throw you guys under the bus, but I mean, you know, no one thought that they were going to score over 20 points.
I had them at 17 points.
I had them at 20. Yeah,
I had them at 23.
Yeah.
That's over 20.
Oh, all right, so one at over 20. So, but anyways, I think that nobody expected Cam to throw for, 3 yards short of 400
no,
on top of that?
No,
so
no, no, nobody.
Especially week two away versus a Super Bowl contender. Supposed Super Bowl contender. It looks great. I think that they're incredibly promising. And with it being only week two, it's awesome.
It's awesome, man.
Awesome,
boy, that was
man.
Awesome.
See, this is where we're at.
It was awesome when we went to Seattle and they had no fans, and all they had was a number 12 in the stands, but there weren't really like people there. And then we lost.
And they were piping in noise, and they could.
You remember that?
Oh, look, you go to a certain level, and then the crazy thing is that there was no fans there, but the Seahawks jumped off sides like all the time, man.
Listen,
and then
guys,
we didn't do it once. Remember that?
That was awesome.
Let me just jump on what you were going to, Christian, with all those injuries. Like they. When the score was 35-23 with whatever minute to go and Seattle went down, I'm sitting there going, the reality is like Greg Olsen drops a pass in that first round, goes straight in the air to McCourty. Was that a great defensive play by McCourty?
No,
should I tip my hat to the defense
and
say, oh, my God, what a great play. Somebody was there to break, knock it up. It'd be different if somebody was there and like kind of knocked the ball up in the air to a Devin McCourty. But a wide open pass to Olsen, he just drops it and it goes to Devin McCourty for a touchdown.
No, that's look what I found.
That's an absolute gift. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't even give Russell Wilson an interception on that. That should somehow go to Olsen.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there going, you were a gift away from being down 35-16 with 3 minutes to go in the game.
Boy, real optimist there.
35-16. It was a gift.
Yeah.
No, it kept him in the game.
It was a gift. And here's the other thing, and we want to send our condolences out to James White, and you can only Imagine, maybe you can't imagine what that poor guy went through yesterday. He's out there. He's on the field. He finds out what happens down in Florida in a car accident. His dad dies and his mom's in critical condition. And, oh, my God. But you wonder what the state of the team was at the beginning. So now they get that big gift. I agree, Lou. It was a gift. And then you get the celebration with Devin McCourty and obviously paying homage to James White. You wonder what that did. That might have lifted that team up a little bit.
Well, I don't know, because the very next series, they take the ball and go all the way down the field and score.
Well, we didn't say they were that good.
Well, my point is that there is they needed that. They needed some luck.
Yeah.
And then they got it early on. It kind of gave them a little bit of a cushion,
yeah.
and it forced the Seattle to really dig in. But you saw that, how consistent and how multiple, how many different plays, how many different ways they can beat you. And I will say this, Seattle made it much harder on themselves than they needed to. Every time they got a penalty, a stupid penalty, they would get themselves out of it. Anytime they got behind or they were in a really crazy position, they have this uncanny ability, and I'll give, Russell Wilson a lot of credit for getting out of those jams and making some of the most unbelievable throws coupled with the most unbelievable catches in week two.
See, that's the other side of it. So, like, defensively, I don't know what to think. I know how many points they gave up, but you're not going to face a quarterback like that that's going to be able to put the ball where he did in some of those deep balls. I mean, he's unbelievable.
Well, how much of it was by designed to keep him in the pocket because you don't want him scrambling once he gets outside the numbers?
No, but he's
seeing, even more dangerous.
Like, some of those balls are either just, one step too far and a guy can't reach it, or step too short and a guy knocks it down. You know what I mean? A defender might knock it away, or maybe he underthrows it and it's a pick. Like, that's what you'll see maybe next week with Carr or any other quarterback in this league, starting quarterback. But, even like the Metcalf touchdown, where Gilmore went for it, and it's like any other quarterback, he probably knocks it free, and we're talking about defensive player of the year, and that's why Gilmore's Gilmore. But he didn't, because he put it exactly where Metcalf could catch it and Gilmore couldn't.
Oh, that high.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's that good.
Well, the other
thing, it's tough to be critical, and you can't. Can you defend the perfect pass?
Well, Gilmore's a great example of it with Metcalf, because I thought if you watch him, and I looked at a lot of the game again today, off the line of scrimmage, he had great coverage. The problem is Russell Wilson just extends plays.
Yeah.
And by that time, if you don't have a great pass rush, and they don't, the receiver, especially a guy like Metcalf, is going to get separation. And he did.
Well, but even the catch by Moore.
That was another one, which is another.
McCourty had great coverage. He ends up falling down. But just the fact to track the ball, catch it, and keep both feet in bounds.
Yeah.
I mean, the level of difficulty on, well, Moore's, I think, was higher than Metcalf's. But both of them caught him. And then any other receiver would fall down
because he was going at the pylon.
Any receiver, right. Like Moore, that was... Usually that's not a catch because he doesn't get his feet in. Somehow he did.
Right.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Right. Phil is up in Maine. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What are we doing? Logging? What
hey,
are
Phil?
We doing here?
Hey, Folk sucks. So if we had a comparable kicker, maybe we didn't have to score a touchdown. I didn't mind the play call. We know Cam Newton has to be the one to have the ball in his hands in that situation. Nobody else is going to get the ball across the goal line. Sure as hell isn't going to be Sony, Maxie, Pad, Michelle, or whatever the hell his name is. But my question is...
Wow, there's a name for you, Lou. There's a nickname.
Do you feel like he... Like it seemed like there was an empty backfield. We basically pointed out exactly who was getting the ball and where we were running. There was no deviation.
It was a fullback, right?
It was an empty backfield. There was no other backs even involved. So I kind of feel like they hung Cam out to dry. Or was that his choice to move the guys in motion?
How many times have they run that play this year? Five times?
They ran it earlier in the game.
But they ran it two or three times earlier in this game. They ran it a couple times in the last game. And he hasn't been touched going into the end zone.
I don't even know why there's a question about
touched.
This play.
They've run the same play. This wasn't new. It's just him and the fullback. That's it.
Right.
And he hasn't been touched.
But the thing is, though, is how many times do you honestly think a defense like Seattle is going to
you know, not kind of cheat on the play and know that it's coming.
But,
I mean, they knew it was coming.
Phil, what would the other running back do? You had a running back back there. You had a fullback to block for
they
him.
They threw it to the fullback right. The one play before, so they threw something new
they,
at
him. And they threw at him. And that was the little pop pass that they did, which deviated off of this play. But everybody knew. You just said it. Everybody knew he was running with it. What the hell is putting mm-hmm. another running back in the backfield going to do if he's not going to be another blocker for you? And I'd rather have the extra lineman. And that's where Christian picked up on it. That's where their failure was.
Well, the question I had, though, that I was talking about, is what if you get some misdirection action at that point, something they hadn't seen? Maybe that gives them more of an opportunity.
See, Phil, what you're doing is, and thank you for the call, but there's this second guessing. I like the fact that they're like, screw it, we're going to fight them inside a phone booth. We don't care. We're gonna take our good offensive line and we're gonna sit there and we're gonna go right at you. I like it. So one of the guys that makes the play, Collier, was a first round pick in 2019 who has been dealing with a ton of injuries, hadn't made a play since he was on the team. Suddenly he makes one of the biggest plays of the year. Go figure. What are you supposed to do? You're in a good position. That's a probably you should win that matchup.
80, again, I go 80%. Back to the fact that they've run that play. Five times so far in two games, yep. And it hasn't been touched.
Right.
They did the pop pass to the fullback. That was wide open. If they tried something different and it didn't work, people have the right to be pissed, right? If they tried to get cute, Mike, you've run this five times and no one's been touched, that's what we'd be saying. That's what I'd be saying. If they tried something different, I'd be like, what, like him walking in the end zone untouched wasn't good enough the previous five times? Why not try it again? If they did something cute and deviated from that play, people would have a right to be pissed. It was the right play. They just didn't execute it. They got blown up.
That's it. It's as simple as that. You completely whiffed on your block.
Well, Pete Carroll did this in a Super Bowl, if you remember. He deviated away from this, even though everybody thought that Marshawn Lynch was running. And what ended up happening? I mean, people ridiculed him for doing it. And there's one thing about executing defensive, the Patriots defense executing the play, but they were pissed off that he even did it. Why aren't you running? We all know what Cam Newton does. So he's run from the 1 yard line in his career. He is 16 of 20. 16 of 20. That number is unbelievable. So you have an 80% chance of making that thing work, no matter what the defense does. I have no problem with the play. Mm-hmm.
See, it was funny because with 4 minutes and 32 seconds left in the fourth quarter, you were up by 12. The Pats take the ball. They drive 75 yards in 2 minutes and 16 seconds. The third and one call that you were talking about where they decide to throw, Wilson throws it to Lockett, incomplete, terrible decision.
Awful.
But sure enough, the Pats get the ball back again and on their own 19-yard line, and with a minute 42 left, nine plays later, they're at the 1 yard line. And their biggest issue was Celtics related, I might add, and we'll get to them at some point. They couldn't close it. They did everything right. They put themselves in a position to win, but they couldn't. They one guy out of the 11 screwed up.
See, I think Pete Carroll made the mistake in that third down situation,
awful.
The third and one after Carson had
gone
6 yards, 3 yards.
Awful call.
And then you're going to try to air it out thinking that you can catch a good defensive secondary now, a little off kilter, and you're going to end the game. Instead, what you did, by throwing an incompleted pass, you stopped the clock, and you gave New England another timeout at the 2 minute mark.
I thought their clock management at the end of the game was great.
Yeah.
Even like the 2 minutes, how they just the way they handled it, there was no panic. I will say this, though. I mean, not to just, there a bunch of guys had good games, but the one thing with Cam is just that's the poise that he showed. There was never any. If you looked at him and you wouldn't be able to tell if they were up by 100 or if they were down by 100. Like the sense of focus and the determination on his face that this wasn't going to end this way was pretty evident to me. And I would say this, people go, oh, I was surprised. I would say, I'm not. The dude's been in these situations since he was a kid.
The only thing I'm surprised with him is not necessarily the arm strength, but maybe that and the accuracy.
Yeah, I would say
that's because, I mean, listen, we don't get to see Carolina play all the time when they are on a lot of times the last couple years. Yeah, I'm just used to seeing him airmail guys, like, you know, falling off his back, like falling backwards as he's throwing. Like, it looks like a lot of that stuff is cleaned up and he's accurate and his arm strength, his ball location, where he's putting the ball, That was very impressive watching him.
I'll tell you the other thing I thought was impressive when the game was over. He doesn't come right out and do the interviews right away. They wait like 45 minutes before he comes out. He blamed himself on that last play.
Yeah.
And then he talked about losing, and he said he has a disgusting taste in his mouth. I like that. He's sitting there, he's pointing a finger at himself and saying, I got to do a better job.
Because you know why? Because everybody knows it wasn't his fault.
Right, exactly.
Hey, well, so what did
you like? But I like the attitude of doing it.
Yeah.
Because you're basic, that's a leader. You're sitting there going, I'll take the crap.
And also, like, you know, it wasn't like his coach didn't blame him either. It's pretty good. Coach didn't say
that.
His coach didn't come out right after the game and say, he probably should have bounced it outside. Oh, yeah, and today, you know what? He made the right decision.
Bruce Arians was ripping his receivers today for the seven drops they had in that game. So he's got them all pissed off. All right, I want to get to this clock management that people have been talking about, because I'm not sure I really understand what the hell they're talking about. And I hate to tell you, boys, you think you're going to get the record in our interviews on Patriots Monday with Bill for the longest silence. It was broken
yesterday.
Who
broke my 6 seconds?
Doug Kiat got 22 seconds
of
silence. It is an all-time record. No,
he was
never
playing.
To be broken again. We'll let you hear it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.